Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Even in these challenging times, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission continued to work with Oklahoma State University in the wheat variety trials. The trials were planted last fall, and Wheat Commission Executive Director Mike Schulte encourages you to go out and take a look at the wheat variety trials at a wheat plot near you.
Even though we're not having the large field days per se, we're really challenging producers to get out and go look at the varieties. The research is still being conducted at OSU. We have not stopped anything as far as our research programs or the work that's being done on collecting the data. Producers can certainly look at the app for the QR codes on their phones, and they can go and take those up to the signs at the research plots, and so they can make their assessments visually out there, but they also then can use those QR codes that will go into greater detail about the information on all those varieties that are available.
There's a map that shows you the replicated wheat plots across the state, plus YouTubes of the Altus and Chickasha virtual tours at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website, okwheat.org.
Well, as we start a new week, last week posted some bullish wins for the marketplace. The board traded higher throughout most of the week. The lean hog complex traded stronger, and cash cattle prices strengthened on Friday. But until packing plants are running at near full capacity, the industry is going to continue to suffer. Thankfully, there have been some announcements made that some plants are going to start processing again this week. But given the current backlog that the market has built up, we need those plants to open now. Hog prices were slightly higher on the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report Friday, up about a penny with a weighted average of 37.48, with just over 3,100 heads sold. July corn down 1.5 cents per bushel, and July soy meal steady. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 622 points. On the grains, July Kansas City wheat dropped a nickel to 4.83 Friday, ending with a 0.25 cent loss for the week. July Kansas City wheat has become the most bullish acting of the three U.S. wheats lately, and is likely getting help from adverse weather threats in early 2020. Thursday's U.S. Drought Monitor showed increased areas of dry conditions in western Kansas and south-central South Dakota. Drought's already been a concern in Colorado and the Pacific Northwest. South Dakota has a chance for moderate amounts of beneficial rain in the 7-day forecast. July corn ended down about a penny and a half on Friday at 3.18 and a half, giving back part of Thursday's gain and finishing the week with a loss of 4.5 cents. July corn was able to fend off a new contract low this week, but prices remain under severe bearish pressure while economic activity remains hamstrung in efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus. July soybeans were down about 5.75 cents Friday at 8.49 and a half, but managed to gain a dime on the week. Prices were supported by ongoing efforts to reopen meat processing plants and by reports of more export sales to China. We're going to check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, June 18th through the 20th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next December. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, June live cattle up 130 Friday at 87.25, August up 45 cents, 92.55, May feeder cattle up 72 at 117.82, August was up 115 at 127.65, May hogs up 375, 62.87, June was up 375 at 62.70. Kansas City wheat, July was down 5 cents, 4.83, September down 5 cents at 4.89 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, July was down 7.75 at 5.16 and a half, September down 7.75 at 5.20 and a quarter. July corn down 1.5, 3.18 and a half, September down a penny at 3.25 and a half. July soybeans down 5.75 at 8.49 and a half, August down 5 cents, 8.50 and 3 quarters. July cotton down 1.49, 55.84, December down 1.40 at 57.52. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.